Education, education, education. iSchool. Yeah. iSchool Africa, an education initiative that reaches schools across South Africa in rural and township settings, is teaching 10 deaf high school girls to code. This is the first program in the hashtag Deaf Girls Code initiative. And here to tell you more is Mike Notley, who is the Future Space Manager at Think Ahead. Mike, a very good morning once again. Welcome back. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Ash. It's very nice to talk to you again. Thank you for having me again this morning.
So, once again, you know, you have me in awe when you talk about such wonderful initiatives. But I mean,
it really is.
Yeah. Let's first bring it back to the basics. I mean, you talk about iSchool Africa. Tell us a little bit more. Who are you? What do you do?
So I'm the Future Space Manager for Think Ahead, and Future Space is an initiative of Think Ahead. And iSchool Africa is also an initiative of Think Ahead. And iSchool Africa, you know, we believe in bringing the best technology to all students across South Africa. So those are our students in our township and our rural schools.
And when we talk about that, there is an initiative called the hashtag Deaf Girls Code. Oh, it's a mouthful. Yes. Tell us more about that.
So our hashtag Deaf Girls Code program is a program that we're running in the school, the Dominican School for the Deaf in Hammanskraal. Our partners are the Tepiso Mokoena Foundation. And what we are doing there is we actually are teaching 10 deaf girls how to code using Apple's coding language, Swift.
Swift. yeah. And I know, you know, I understand what you mean when you talk about languages, but for the purposes of our listeners, I do understand. But when you talk of language, what are we talking about here?
So the language of code is what we're talking about. So, you know, for them to understand the skill is so important, because the demand to teach children how to code so that they can be prepared for the 21st century world. If you have a look at what's happening in our schools, is that they're teaching, you know, students how to use word processing apps. They're teaching them how to use like presentation apps, but they're not teaching them how or what makes those apps work. And software is becoming a critical layer in our lives. It's the language of the world. So whether it's you know, Swift, Apple's coding language, or Java, or C Sharp, you know, it's important for them to know the language of code, because not knowing the language of computers will be as challenging as being illiterate or numerate one day. And it's not necessarily about preparing these deaf girls to work as software engineers. It's about, again, promoting that computational thinking, which is a combination of mathematics, logic, algorithms, and teaches these girls a new way to think about the world and just opens up those opportunities. I think these girls sometimes feel very blocked off in their little community. And the incredible thing is that me, as someone who can hear, going into a school like Dominican School for the Deaf, I'm actually the one who's disabled. And it's very challenging because, you know, being this disabled person in school, I can't communicate with them.
I was just about to ask you there, Mike, you know, why deaf girls? And you talk about the, you know, the hashtag Deaf Girl Code growing bigger and bigger and bigger. So yes, why deaf girls? And what are the projections? What are you hoping to achieve in the future?
So for us, we don't want this to be a once-off thing. We would like, you know, more people to come on board and more people to support this. You know, a lot of the time what happens is that programs go into schools and it's a once-off thing, and then it's about the publicity, and then they wrap it up and they go, and we don't want that. We want this to be a continuous journey with these students. So what we at Think Ahead and Ask with Africa have done in the hopes to promote this is that, you know, in addition to teaching these 10 girls how to code using Swift, we're also going to donate 10 iPads to these girls so that they can continue their coding journey, and in the hopes that they will continue to be the coding ambassadors at their school and teach the younger students in grade 8, 7, 6 how to code. So we create a bit of sustainability at that school as well.
And I would imagine there's a lot of work that goes into this, and there's a lot of time that needs to be, you know, dedicated to the project in itself. I mean, if you could just give us an idea, I mean, as the school, what are the numbers that we're talking about here? And I mean, if there is a parent out there, Mike, that's, you know, that's got a child that they would like to get involved, how would they go about it? What do they do?
Okay, so the school itself is not a very big school. There's about 400 students. They do have a hostel at the school where most of their students stay. Obviously, this is in Hammanskraal, you know, a township area. Their living conditions are extremely, extremely poor. The students there, you know, when we run our coding sessions, you know, we had to keep it at 10 students as well because we would need a translator, and we would also need to support them. We didn't want it to be too big, and then the learners feel lost or that they couldn't be helped. So that's, you know, also why we stuck to the 10 girls. And these 10 girls are also 10 girls that stay on the school property as well. You know, if a parent would like to get involved, you know, they can always just pop me an email, or even if somebody in the community would like to sponsor the school or donate something to the school, you can also contact me. It's mike@thinkahead.co.za.
Right. And we're going to be keeping those details, Mike. And just before we let you go, then perhaps your parting words then to the Cape Talk community.
Our parting words is that Cape Town, don't worry, we are bringing coding and our program to Cape Town very, very soon.
Once again, that website, if I want to get involved, because I think that's important again.
It's mike@thinkahead.co.za.
Oh, it's an email address. Yeah. Email. Okay, good. Got that. Thank you so much. Mike, listen, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Certainly looking forward to having a conversation again. And I know we are as the class grows bigger and bigger. Thank you so much. Mike Nodley, Future Space Manager at Think Ahead, talking to us about the fact that iSchool Africa, an education initiative that reaches the schools across South Africa in rural and township settings, is teaching 10 deaf high school girls to code. Ay, yabona. These positive stories. This is what we want to hear. Thank you so much for that, Mike, and to you and your team. For